Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord on tonight. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for one more Friday night to come to hear his word on tonight. For God is truly an awesome God, and we thank him for keeping us all week long. Hallelujah. In spite of the things that are going on in the world tonight. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for everybody that has come on the line tonight. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will bless your spirit on tonight. Hallelujah. With a word that will encourage you. Coming from our speaker on tonight, Dr. Carolyn Mason from Orlando, Florida. I pray that your spirit be blessed and encouraged by the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am your host for tonight, hallelujah, the Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry, also the pastor of In Its Present Ministry World Evangelism, along with my husband, Reverend Frankie Dorsey. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Tonight, I pray that everyone will just sit back and just worship the Lord and just allow the Spirit of the Lord to minister unto you, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. But before we go into any further, I would read a scripture first, and then I'll do a prayer, and I'll play a song, and then we'll have an introduction of our speaker. I don't see her online yet. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting, but I'm going to go and do the scripture and the prayer, and then I'll do the selection. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right, she's online now. Thank you, Jesus. Our scripture is coming from Psalms 121, and it reads, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Hallelujah. We can lift up our eyes to the hills. Glory be to God, for which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord that maketh the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you tonight, Father God. Lord, we just want to lift up the name of Jesus. We just want to honor you, give you honor, glory, and praise on tonight. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to come to this night. Father God, I ask that you bless every listener on the line tonight, God, and those that will come later in the archive. But Father God, I ask you to bless our speaker on tonight, God. God, give her a fresh anointing of your word. For Lord God, we need a word, and for this time, oh God, Lord, that will encourage your people, oh God. Lord, that will give us the strength, Lord God, in spite of the things that are going on in the world today, God, that we will continue to press forward, Father God, knowing that you are all knowing, all powerful, and all sovereign, God, and that you are all God Almighty, the one that sits high and looks low, Lord God, and see all things, God, and that you are God that is in control. God, we just bless your name on tonight. We just want to come to glorify you. Lord, we love you. We love you, and we praise your holy name. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We just thank you in Jesus' holy name. Lord, let your Holy Spirit move on the line tonight. Hallelujah. That souls will be delivered, oh God. That body will be healed, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Lord God, that those that are in need, Lord God, that Lord God, that you will provide. For Father God, we know that you are bigger than anything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you honor, glory, and praise. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to play a selection, and then I'm going to open up the line for the introduction of our speaker. And then after the introduction of our speaker, we're going to have our speaker to come forth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The Lord is bigger than anything that we can face. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I'm so glad tonight that the Lord is bigger than anything. Hallelujah. Anything in the world, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just have to keep trusting in him. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At this time, hallelujah, I'm going to ask, the line is open for the introduction of our speaker. We're going to have Pastor Bonnie Howard to come forth and to do the introduction of our speaker, and then I will turn it over to our speaker, Dr. Carolyn Mason. Pastor Howard?
Yes, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. I am just so excited. I am excited tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey and her husband Frankie Dorsey. Oh, I give God praise and I thank him for this opportunity to introduce my friend, my sister, my co-laborer in the Lord for the past 30 years plus. Hallelujah. Been knowing her for 30 years plus. And we just thank God. Hallelujah. Dr. Mason grew up in a foster home from the age of 8 years old until at 20 years old when Ernest Mason married her. Dr. Mason is called, appointed, and anointed by God as his anointed prophetess. She has one daughter, Tracy Mason, two grandsons, and one great-granddaughter, who is now 6 years old. Dr. Mason graduated from Orlando Vocational Technology School as a licensed practical nurse and was employed at our Orange Memorial Hospital, better known now as Orlando Regional Medical Center here in Orlando, Florida, for the past, for 39 years and 10 months. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about dedicated and committed, y'all. Dr. Mason studied to show herself approved unto God by attending and graduating from Bible College in Plymouth, Florida, from 1993 to 94. Hallelujah. 1994. Glory to God. 2006 to 2009, she graduated from J.D. Price Theological Bible College. Graduated with a doctorate of theology. Praise God. Dr. Mason is over the seniors ministry under the pastorage of Pastor Tremaine Lee and Bishop Thomas Lee at Yvonne Temple Incorporation, Orlando, Florida. Dr. Mason and I work side by side on the Mighty Wars for Jesus prayer line as a co-host for the past 6 years. Dedicated and committed, y'all. Without further ado, there's a lot that I can say about this woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But to not prolong the time, we're going to take this time to introduce to you none other than the woman that is called, appointed, and anointed for such a time as this. None other than Dr. Carolyn Mason. Put your hands together as we welcome her to the pulpit on tonight. God bless you, Dr. Mason and Reverend. Yes.
Pastor Howard, give me yes. Dr. Mason's number. I misplaced it. Give me her number.
7114.
I'm going to have to open them all up and see which one it is. I don't see that one. So I'm opening up the line. Okay, when I open up the affirmations, you tell me which line your number is if you're on the line.
Okay. Hello?
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
What's your number?
407-484-1168.
All right, I got them. I'm closing all the other ones off. All right. All right, I turn it over to you, Dr. Mason.
Okay, all right, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for tonight. Praise God for you, Dr. Dorsey, and Pastor Howell for that introduction. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. We come on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord had told me that the last year or so, he had let me know that something different, I was going to do something different and do something with a person that I had never done anything with before. And it's a prophecy being fulfilled. Prophecy prophesied to be me by Apostle Van Sheila Floyd also has ministered to me just in the last few months since we've been in the COVID, what's been going on in the world. And my best friend, good friend, lives in Winter Garden, Florida, Pastor Essie Jones, says, prepare a message because you're going to be asked to speak. Glory to God. So hallelujah. I want to pray right now. Lord, I just thank you for this day you made. I thank you, God, because you're here with us. You never leave us and you never forsake us. I thank you, God, for your presence and for the anointing. But is the anointing that destroys yoke. And God, I thank you for your grace that you've given to me to do everything that you call me to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that prevailed, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. I thank the Lord for this night. This is a divine appointment. When Dr. Dorsey inboxed me and asked me to speak, and I just knew it was of the Lord. But most times when I give a speaking engagement, the Lord already tell me what to speak about. He give me a topic. But as soon as she asked me to speak, and I gave her my okay, and I was walking through my house, and the Lord gave me a topic. Praise God. Hallelujah. All I want to thank the Lord, because he is my life. He's my strength. He's my everything. Without him, I could do nothing. I praise him for this day that he made and he ordained for all of us to be in the earth at such a time as this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank him for hearing his voice and obeying his voice. I thank him for my pastor, Pastor Tremaine. Praise God. I wanted to speak with him tonight, but I didn't get a chance to. Praise the Lord. And I thank him for each and every one that's on the line tonight, from your calling to whatever God has called you to do. I praise God for you. I honor you tonight. And I honor my daughter. My daughter is working tonight. She may be listening because she has a job that she can do some things that she want to do. Praise God on her job. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this message that he has given me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it may sound simple, but it's powerful. It is very powerful. The Lord told me last year in April, he told me not to watch TV. He said, don't watch TV. Oh, my God. And he said, because he wanted to talk to me. He wanted me to spend some quiet time with him. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord called me in 1981. Hallelujah. That's when I heard the call. He called me before then, long time before, but I heard the call. He said, you are my anointed prophetess. He said, go forth and help my people. And I always let people know that I'm not an ordinary preacher, an ordinary teacher. I'm a prophet for the Lord. I may start off preaching or teaching, but if he shifts, I have to shift with him. If he said prophesy, I prophesy. And yes, we can prophesy on the Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. May not have a three-point or one-point message. Hallelujah. But the topic itself is a blessing. It is a blessing. The topic, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We'll get to the topic. Hallelujah. But I want to say this scripture. I was like, there was a movie, I think it was The Color Purple. And Oprah said, all my life, I had to take these things. And so when I was getting ready, getting dressed, combing my hair, I heard the Lord, he reminded me, all of my life, I used to hear, it ain't nobody good. Nobody's good. And when I heard that, I didn't know it was in the Bible. When I got saved in 81, through the years, because I hadn't read the whole Bible, and I hadn't been in Sunday school. I hadn't been in that kind of training. I've been in church. But as I think back on it, maybe I didn't have the ear to hear what the Spirit was saying. Praise God. This scripture, Mark 10:17-27. It said, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running. This was talking about Jesus, and kneeled down to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? He said, good master. And Jesus told him, nobody is good but one. The only person who was good was God. Nobody is good but one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the topic that the Lord gave me as I was walking through my house, and Dr. Dorsey, you confirmed it some in the scripture that you read. I want to read that, some of that, what Dr. Dorsey read. Okay, she read Psalms 121, and verse 3 says, he will not suffer the foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He will not suffer the foot to be moved. And this is what the Lord gave me, praise God, the topic. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Of movement, of putting one foot in front of the other, as in walking or running. That's making steps. Good, and we were saying mankind. There was no goodness in mankind, which included woman. Good means to possess desirable qualities, agreeable, to be desired or approved, that which is morally right, that which is righteous, that's good, ordered, to command, to go or come to a specific place, to command. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that comes from Psalm 37. Hallelujah. Psalms 37, verses 23-25. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, David talking here, and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Even merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Glory to God. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and the tongues talk of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his land, nor condemn him when he is judged. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. King James Version of the Steps of a Good Man or Audit of the Lord. In the Amplified Bible, it says the steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way and blesses his path. Hallelujah. The steps of a good and righteous man. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what I've learned in my early years, that nobody was good, but nobody told me why nobody was good. I thought, really, I was a good person. Because I didn't drink, and I didn't smoke, I didn't run around. I had one husband. My husband passed in 2017 and almost married 50 years. One husband. Praise the Lord. So I thought I was a good person. I did not know in the Bible it says the wages of sin was death and the gift of God was eternal life. I did not know that. I had to learn and study and learn that. So as I was preparing the message, the Lord gave me, I'm going to do a lot of reading because that's how he gave it to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because there was a good man. There was a good man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wonder, do anybody know who that good man was? Hallelujah. So that good man comes from the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read, hallelujah. And this is one of the first time I did a whole lot of reading like this, but this is how the Lord gave it to me. Genesis, the first chapter. Praise the Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Saw the light, that it was good. Listen at that. God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together the waters called he sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seed after his kind, and trees yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Look at this. God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God created man and woman in his own image. Hallelujah. We already read the first scripture. Jesus said, well, there's nobody good but God. And everything God made was what? Good. And not only good, very good. We're going to see down in this scripture a little further that it mentions very good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're reading Genesis 1, and we're now at the 28th verse. And God blessed them, the man and the woman. God blessed, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Hallelujah. Dr. Dorsey, do you hear me? Dr. Dorsey?
Yes. Dr. Mason, I hear you. I have my line muted, but I hear you.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. I thought somebody was trying to call me. I'm sorry. Okay. And be back, Genesis, the first, hallelujah, verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Everything that God made was very good. So guess what? We see a good man. God made a good man because he made him in his image and his likeness. A good man, and the man was Adam. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Okay, we're going to chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. In it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man who he had formed. Here God is directing. God is ordering the man's path. He's ordering Adam's path. Hallelujah. He's ordering his footsteps. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Hesion, that is it which compasses the whole land of Paviah, where there is gold, and the goal of that land is good. Hallelujah. Still talking about good. There is Bedlam and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Kishon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it, ordering his foot, the man, and put him in the garden. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He put the evangelist. He set the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the pastors into the body of Christ, the called and elect, the anointed and appointed into the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:11 said he gave some. He didn't make everybody. Hallelujah. Prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors. He put some, but he ordered their footsteps. He guides their footsteps. He speaks to them in what to do, what to say, where to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back to the 15th verse. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call him. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. it was not good for man to be alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 21st verse. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, father in his footsteps. The steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. He shall leave his mother, hallelujah, and shall cleave unto his wife. If man would follow this direction, there would be less divorces, hallelujah, less divorce court, I believe. Glory to God. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and there shall be, and they shall be one flesh. Hallelujah. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. We're going to go down to the third chapter, and we're almost done. Now the serpent was more subtle, hallelujah, mean cunning, than any beast the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. In order to eat it, you got to touch it. If you're going to pull something off the tree, you got to touch it to get it. Praise God. That was understood. Glory to God. God didn't speak it, but it's understood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fourth verse. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. And ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, when she saw the lust of the eyes, when she saw and that it was pleasant to the eyes, she saw the fruit and she saw it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, for the pride of life, praise God, hallelujah, iniquity, praise God. She ate it, and she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now God told Adam, hallelujah, he directed Adam. He ordered Adam. He commanded Adam. He said, don't eat from the tree in the midst of the garden. You can eat from all the other trees, but don't eat from that tree. His footsteps were ordered of the Lord. His path was ordered of the Lord. His destiny was ordered of the Lord. I didn't know that my footsteps was ordered of the Lord when I was 8 years old. From the age of eight until I got married, till I was almost 33 when I gave my life to the Lord. I didn't know my footsteps was ordered of the Lord. But I didn't know the Lord had a plan for me. When I thought being in the foster home was bad, It was evil. And it wasn't God. It wasn't the plan of God for me and my sisters and my brothers, my four sisters and my one brother. We were all in the same foster home. Glory to God. As children, we don't understand. But as I grew day by day, I began to understand some things. But I never fully understood until I gave my life to the Lord in 1981. Realizing God had a plan for me when the evangelist, a lady invited me to a revival at her church. And as soon as I got into the church that night, the evangelist called me out. And the evangelist said, "The Lord wants to use you." In essence, he was saying to me, God was ordering my footsteps. And I didn't know he was doing. I didn't understand. I said, he doesn't know me. How does he know God want to use me? I didn't even know what a prophet was. I didn't know they spoke words into your life, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. I didn't have the understanding of that. I didn't know, because I thought I was a good person. When I was in high school, age 13, 14, 15, and 16, the children used to picket me, and they said, that's Miss Goody Two Shoes. Because I stayed by myself, time, I didn't talk much, I was quiet, and Pastor Howell can tell you about that. And they tried to said that I was a holy roller, and I was already saved because I looked like I was saved. I wore long dresses, but I wore long dresses sometimes because as a child I was overweight, and they didn't make clothes for, they called them chubby children back then. They were fat. They didn't make a lot of clothes for big children. The parents or somebody had to make the clothes. Either you wore hand-me-down clothes. And at my young age, I wore grown lady clothes that would fit me. And they thought I was a sanctified lady. I didn't know what sanctified was. I didn't know it meant to be set apart for God's use. Hallelujah. I didn't even mean you must live holy. Didn't even know what holy was. Hallelujah. But I learned. Glory to God. Didn't know my past. Still don't know my past completely. Prophecy come in part. Everything is not revealed yet. Hallelujah. But as I go through life, God revealed to me people who prophesy. Some of you on this line have prophesied to me. Some of the ones who said they was coming on and ministered to me. Pastor Bonnie is ministering to me and prophesied. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't even know what a prophet was, a prophetess was, the man or the woman. But we call ourselves prophets because we say this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's no gender. Glory to God. The Spirit of God dwells in the man and the woman, the same Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit is, hallelujah, that God, that Adam had in him when he was in the garden, before he saw himself naked, before he ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, before him and his wife ate. Oh, my God, before they died spiritually. Glory to God. Genesis 3, the 7th verse. And the eyes of them both were opened. That's after they ate from the tree that they were not supposed to eat from. That Adam's wife, Eve, let the serpent beguile her. Hallelujah. And touched the fruit. When she said, God said, don't touch it. She picked the fruit and ate the fruit. She saw, but it looked good and from her eyesight. Imagine it smelled good and it felt good. So she ate it, a piece. It was so good that she offered some to her husband. Hallelujah. That's how a lot of trouble comes. When something is offered to you that you're not supposed to have, and when you receive it, lot of trouble. In trouble with God. He said, don't eat the fruit. Disobedience. Deception came in. Eve was deceived by the serpent. She was beguiled. Sorrow also come in. We're going to see where sorrow comes in. That's the iniquity. Most times people look at sin, they see sin a different way, but all these things are a form of sin. But God, God wants to order our steps. Show us a way to go in the path we need to go in and walk in. Even the places we minister, the people we meet, what to say. The seventh verse in the third chapter, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and that. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons, trying to cover up. Because before, they didn't know they were naked. And they were fine just like they were. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. They didn't even know they couldn't hide from God. God knows everything, sees everything. God knew where they were. Ninth verse. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And as I was studying this, I underlined afraid. Guess what? When God orders you and God molds you and shapes you in his image and his likeness, he does not give you a spirit of fear. He doesn't give you a spirit of fear. I think 2 Timothy says he gives you love, power, and a sound mind. He doesn't give you a spirit of fear. He says, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. Hallelujah. Because I was naked, and I hid myself. Hallelujah. He had done what God told him not to do. And it brought fear on him. A lot of people are fearful because they're disobeying God. They're fearful of things that's going on. They don't know the word of God. Don't have understanding of the word of God. God does not give you the spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Another form of iniquity, blaming, blaming somebody else. When God has already commanded you, directed you, ordered you, told you, said to you, God gives commands and directions, and people seek out psychics. They seek out crystal ball readers, palm readers. Even seek out prophets to hear another word away from the word God has already given. God's word don't need to be explained when he give you a word. His word is just as it is. So shall it be. He told me when I was also getting the information for this message, he said, when I tell you something and when I send you somewhere, he said, you don't need to get any explanation from anybody. But I always like to let my pastor know when I'm going somewhere, because I know my pastor will pray for me. Let him know when I'm ministering or what I'm doing. But I don't need to get clarity of what he told me to do. Because what he speaks for me to do, that's just what he expects me to do. When he tells me to prophesy, I can't change it in my own words, say exactly like what God gives to me. I can't take away, just like it says in the book of Revelation, don't take away and don't add. It could be a matter of life and death. Not only your life, spiritually death could be a natural death. Don't know what you might be facing when you change the word of God around. 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou gave to me, whom thou gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me. The serpent deceived me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be unto thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. He made his footsteps order from his wife. Oh, my God. And has eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. And sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. Thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe him, because the fig leaves couldn't cover him. They needed that blood, the sacrificial lamb sacrifice, covering. Hallelujah. Couldn't cover their sin, their shamefulness, their fearfulness, their deceit. The fig leaves couldn't cover their deception, their sorrow. Because they get off the path of God. They listened to the serpent and obeyed the serpent. Glory to God. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. They had children because God did give them a command. He ordered them. He said, be fruitful and multiply. He said, subdue, replenish the earth. Hallelujah. That was a command that they had gotten from the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. But God never intended for them to have the troubles that they have. And because of what Adam and Eve did, that's why there's so much trouble in the earth now. That's why we have to repent. That's why none of us was good. None of us were born good. And I wasn't as good as I thought I was. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we measure ourselves by ourselves. We look at other people and see how they're living. But say, I don't live like them. I didn't do what they did. And, hallelujah. And not knowing that it's in the Bible, glory to God, all have sinned. All were born in sin. All were shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah. We didn't know the path to take. That's why the words in the scripture that we need to learn and get in our heart, obey the commandments. Glory to God. Those were direct commands that Adam and Eve had in the garden. They wasn't with Moses when he gave the ten, when God gave him the commandment for the people, the Israelites. Hallelujah. But they had commandments. Their footsteps were ordered in the Garden of Eden. And even ordered when they were put out of the garden. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God didn't forsake them. Hallelujah. He allowed them to live and reproduce and multiply and subdue and have dominion over every living thing upon the earth. He allowed them to eat from all the trees, have vegetation, and live and have children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The path that God has for us is a plain path, a straight path, a path of life, everlasting life. Glory to God. God delights, hallelujah, in the good man. It pleases God greatly to see the good man. If someone, hallelujah, is living like they should live. He delights not in the strength of a horse. He takes not pleasure in the legs of a man. He led all the ways the man that pleases God. The good man is the righteous man, and the righteous man was going to please God. And the only way you become the righteous man, hallelujah, is to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. That's what I did in September the 2nd, 1981. Didn't even understand it to the fullest. Gave my life to the Lord because I was a sinful person, and the wages of sin is death. But I gave my life to the Lord so I could have eternal life. I gave my life to the Lord so the Lord can use me. So that this day that would be fulfilled, that I would be preaching the word, or teaching the word, or reading the scripture. Reading what's in the volume of the book, it is written Everything we need to know is in the book. Order my order my steps in your word, dear Lord. That's what I have to pray. I have to pray that every day of my life, because I cannot order myself and be perfect, to be righteous and be holy. The Lord has to lead and guide me to wherever he wants me to go. Make my feet like hind feet, that I could even go to high places if that's where he wants me to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Adam and Eve had a good life. Everything they wanted was in the garden. Thing they needed was in the garden. They didn't have to do like we would have to do, pray and ask for something. But he said if you seek his face and his righteousness, you have everything that you need. If you walk according to his word, you're seeking his face. If you walk according to what you've been taught from the word, what you read from the word, what you learned from the word, what you received from the word, was hidden, it got into your heart, it is hidden in your heart that you sin not against God. You won't eat that forbidden fruit. Your eyes won't go in the wrong place and stay in the wrong place. Your hands won't feel the wrong thing and touch the wrong thing and pull the wrong fruit. Eat the wrong fruit and then offer it to somebody else because it was good to you. It was, oh my God, it was poison fruit. Hallelujah. Glory. Kill somebody. Cause somebody's life to be lost. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Eve offered the fruit to her husband. Both of them had to die. Glory to God. They were supposed to live forever. In the state they were in the garden. Hallelujah. They were made in God's image, in God's likeness. When we give up the flesh, when we surrender and our minds are renewed, transformed by the renewing of our mind, and our footsteps are ordered by God, we can do the same things that Jesus did. We can speak to the mountain, it'll be moved. Hallelujah. When Jesus spoke and the fig tree withered, he said, not only can you do the same things he told the disciples, the apostles, not only can you do this, but you can speak to the mountain, it'll be moved. You can lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover. Signs and wonders shall follow in your ministry. You'll speak prophetically, you'll be like Samuel, a good man, ordered of God, to prophesy, and none of his words fell to the ground. You'll be like David. He repented of his sins with Bathsheba. He repented, and God created him a clean heart and renewed the right spirit within him and ordered his steps in the word. Made him king, northern king. Hallelujah. You'll be like Hezekiah. Hallelujah. When Isaiah went to him, he said, get your house in order. Hallelujah. God ordered his footsteps, ordered his steps. He ordered my steps in September 1981 when that lady ministered to me. She said, you need to be saved. Come to the revival. We're having a good time at the revival. This man is preaching the word of God. You need to hear the word. And I didn't know that I was not able to hear without the preacher. I was going to church. Oh, I couldn't hear I wasn't anointed. My ears wasn't anointed to hear what the Spirit was saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God drew me. The Holy Spirit drew me. September 1981, to New Jerusalem number 2. Now is known as Tabernacle of Enlightened Church of God. Bishop Henry Litter, for me to give my life to the Lord. When I didn't want no part of this, what I've seen people living like, I thought was demonic. I didn't want no part of speaking in tongues. I didn't want no part of being a holy roller, as they call them. I didn't want to be sanctified. What was sanctified anyway? Didn't even know what sanctified was. Didn't even know I was being called out. Not to be picked on, but chosen, a chosen vessel, a peculiar vessel for the ministry of the gospel. God called me. He said, "You are my anointed prophetess. Go forth and help my people." Hallelujah. So we're in a season, prophets, evangelists, apostles, pastors, and teachers, givers, exhorters, ministers, missionaries, bishops, those who desire to do a good work. We're in a season that we need to hear the voice of God, have an intimate relationship with Him, like Adam did in the garden in the cool of the day. We're in the cool of the day. Have an intimate relationship with the Lord. You will hear your assignment. He'll give you your topics to teach, to preach. He'll give you direction. He may even in this season change your destiny, where you thought you were going to be with, where you thought you were going to go, who you thought you were going to be with. He's changing you. He's reordering you, rearranging a different horizon. Like Jabez, so you're going, but his hand will be upon you, because he's ordering your steps. He's ordering your steps. A good man. He said he's ordering your steps. A good woman. Spirit-filled woman. He's ordering your steps. Led by the Spirit of God. Anointed. Appointed for such a time as this. Let your light shine before men, that they'll see the good work and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some doors that's going to open for many of you that are on this prayer, this Blog Talk Radio prayer call. It's going to do some things that your enemy is going to wonder what happened. Your family is going to wonder what happened. How did they get this? How did they get there? Where did they come from? They'll see you as they saw John the Baptist coming from in the wilderness, eating locusts. And, oh, my God, hallelujah. They've never heard your name before, but God is launching your name out, out into the deep waters. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And out into the rich, rich soil, the rich ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's opening your ears to hear plain, clearly. Hallelujah. He's shifting many of you. Hallelujah. In direction, in clarity. You needed clarity. Hallelujah. Listen. There's still a small voice. Listen to the loud voice. Listen to the word that you already know. Hallelujah. Pay attention. Hallelujah. In this season, God is speaking. He's speaking in dreams. Hallelujah. He's speaking in vision. He's speaking through his prophets and apostles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know it's not service as usual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Writing books. Hallelujah. So many of you are going to write books. So many of you are going to finish books. God has plans. God has a plan for you. And his plans are not evil, as I thought when I was a little girl, 8 years old. Didn't know the number 8 was a beginning, a new beginning for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of my life is a new beginning. Today is a new beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the rest of my life, hallelujah, I'll have new beginnings. Glory to God. Adam had a new beginning when he was put out the garden. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to worry so much. He was right there with God, in the presence of God, communing with God, talking with God. Praise God. They knew each other. Hallelujah. Intimate relationship. Hallelujah. Not like Adam and Eve had. It was a different relationship. Hallelujah. Puppy love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For ordering my steps. He ordered my steps tonight. Praise God. And I thank you, Dr. Dorsey, for the invitation to speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A good man obtains favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forever. Hallelujah. David said, I've been young, now I'm old. And I can say I was 8. I was really young. I was 8. December 31st, I'll be 74. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I've been young, now I'm old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed, my daughter, begging for bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for ordering my footsteps. I thank him for the path that he chose for me, and he chose it for me, therefore, I've chosen it for myself, and I thank him for allowing me to choose it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will not suffer or to be moved. He will keep thee. He that keepeth us does not slumber. He never sleeps, nor he never slumbers. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thy going in and thy coming in from this time forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Job said, my feet have held his step. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from his lips. I have esteemed the words more than my necessary food. I esteem God's word more than my necessary food. Hallelujah. Hold up my going in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lead me not into temptation. Order my footsteps, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ordering my steps in your word. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I think I have let's see. Hallelujah. I have one more thing, and I think we'll be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a word. Hallelujah. To a song. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Humbly, I ask thee, teach me your will. Hallelujah. While you are working, help me be still, because Satan is busy. Hallelujah. We saw that in the garden. God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Bridle my tongue. Let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts both day and night. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to walk worthy according to thy will. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing, but you are still the same. Please order my steps, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Dr. Dorothy.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory Amen. Be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Order my steps. Hallelujah. Dr. Mason,
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. For truly, we do need the Lord to order our steps. Hallelujah. The word of God
yes.
says that man plans, but man plans things. You know, we plan things, but God is the one who orders those things. He orders our steps. We may plan something, but God is the one that truly takes control and order our life when we are in him. Sometimes we make plans of our own, and it doesn't go with God's plan. So sometimes God allows us to think that we are going in the direction that we need to go, but he brings us back into the way that he wants us to go. And the only way that he can do that is that we are listening to him. We are studying his word. I truly thank God that I know that he is ordering my steps, because if he wasn't ordering my steps, I wouldn't be here today. So I truly thank God
yeah.
for that. And
yeah.
Dr. Mason, the way the Lord had you bring it out from Genesis, from the scripture I read, and then all the way through Genesis, I mean, that was really awesome. I had not heard anybody do the word of God like that before, but it was truly a blessing, every scripture that you took, it goes with the word of God. I mean, it lines up the way God wanted to line up. So truly, we thank
yes.
God for the word on tonight. Dr. Mason,
yes.
is there anything
yes.
else that you would like to say before we get dismissed? I don't usually allow responses so much because I don't really truly like to take away from the word of God. Or if you would like for me to open the line so you can ask if someone would like prayer, I can do that. If not, then I'll just ask that you pray us out. I always like to leave it up to the minister to do that.
Yes, ma'am. You can open and we'll see.
Okay. All right. I'm opening them all up. So if anybody would like prayer, you will let Dr. Mason know you want prayer. We have 34 minutes and 45 seconds left. So if you have prayer, just let her know so she'll pray for you. So is there anyone that like prayer? All the lines are open. Nobody has a special prayer request. Well, Dr. Mason, since no one has a special prayer request, can you just pray us out for tonight? And Dr. Mason, I truly thank you for allowing the Spirit of the Lord to use you tonight to bring the word of God. And on the fourth Sunday, Pastor Bonnie Howe will come and minister for us at 1 o'clock on Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. Ma'am?
I said, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. She will come minister for us then. We have service every Friday night from on Spirit-Filled Women of God at 7 p.m. And also I have it on the second and the fourth Sunday, sometimes the fifth Sunday on Spirit-Filled Women of God. And Reverend Dorsey has it on In His Present Ministry on the first Sunday and the third Sunday. And he has Bible study on Wednesday at 1 o'clock on Wednesday for Bible study. And I will be asking other women to come on the Spirit-Filled Woman broadcast to speak for us on Friday night. If you have someone that would like to come and minister on the Spirit-Filled Woman, Dr. Mason or Pastor Howard, please let me know, because I want Spirit-Filled Women ministry broadcast to be where women can come and minister the word of God to women. Amen. So, Dr. Mason, God bless you, and thank you so much for taking the invitation and coming to speak for us. And we thank God for the word that you that he have given unto you to give unto us tonight. If there's anything else that you would like to say to us before you pray us out, please feel free.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I feel, even though the things are going on in the world like it is, there's some people God's going to, there's some people that's going to be blessed with buildings. There's some buildings that people are going to be blessed with buildings. I felt that in the spirit, this building. He's going to be blessed with buildings. And I want to say, too, that the Lord said, you know, people worry so much about money, and he already spoke to us on the prayer line, and he spoke even before the prayer line at my church. He said money was not going to be a problem. And somebody needs to hear that, because if you follow the path that he's leading you in, and you follow his direction, his pattern for you, his map for you, his road map for you, if you follow that and listen to him clearly and hear his voice and get your direction, oh, my God, hallelujah. The blessings of God will make you rich, and he will add no sorrow. And my soul, there'll be no shame, no shame. Hallelujah. God is opening doors. God is opening some doors that you never thought you'd be able to get in. You're going to wonder yourself how you got in some doors. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Someone is getting ready to fly on a trip to speak. And see, when you fly there to speak, as soon as you finish there, you're going to get another invitation. It's like three invitations coming right after. Someone is going to go into another country. So prepare. And thank you, Lord. He said prepare passports. Get your passports in order. Hallelujah. He's ordering your steps. He said get your passports in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to release this. The Lord said release it. There's one person that's going to get married that's on the line tonight. Going to get married. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. Go with the leading of the Holy Ghost. That's what you feel. You say, I feel like this. That's what you feel. That's the Holy Ghost. If you submitted yourself unto him, presented your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service, you are led by his spirit. Your footsteps are ordered by him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And everybody on the prayer, everybody on the call, the conference line, and any other lines that you're listening from, keep your pastors in prayer, the pastors, your leaders in prayer. A fervent, the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Keep the leaders in prayer. That their footsteps be ordered of the Lord. There's going to be some change in us. There's going to be some lot of changes. There's some coming down, and they're not going to go back up. And there's some that are down that's going to go up. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this night that you ordained. Lord, I thank you for the ordering of our footsteps. I thank you for loving us so much that you allowed your son Jesus to die for us, that we might have this path that we need to take. Hallelujah. That we don't have to walk in fear, because you did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We do not have to lean to our own understanding, but we acknowledge you in all our ways, that you will continually direct our path. Show us the way. That it be hidden in our hearts, that we sin not against you, that your word be our necessary food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep our souls filled, that there'll be room for nothing but your spirit. And God, we thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes. We thank you, God, for favor. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for this space that you gave us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, because you make no mistakes. Nothing happens unless you allow it to happen. And we thank you for your plan that you have for us to give us a hope and expected end, not evil. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you from where you brought me from 8 years old to almost 74. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, where you're taking me to and everybody that's on the line tonight, where you brought them from and where you're taking them to, God. I thank you, Father, for those who have their arms up, ready to praise you any time of day or night, ready to worship you. I thank you for that closer walk they will get. I thank you for the intimate time they will have with you. I thank you, God, that they'll hear your voice plainly, clearly. I thank you, Father, for the joy of the Lord being their strength. I thank you, Father, that no demons, no devils, no warlocks, no witches from hell will stop your plan. Hallelujah. Thank you for the authority that you invest in your ministers, your spirit-filled ladies, your ministers of the gospel, your called, your elect, your chosen. We know, God, that there's a remnant that's not going to look back, that's not going to eat the forbidden fruit. Hallelujah. That's not going to be enticed. And they will not walk in sorrow. They will not have a pity party. But they'll look to the hill from which all their help come from. And all their help come from you. And you'll make their feet like hinds' feet to go to high places. And the gift that they are will make room for them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for ordering our steps in your word. Thank you for the knowledge that we receive. Thank you, Father, for the truth of the gospel. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit upon everybody, that everybody have peaceful sleep. Hallelujah. And wake up peace within, peace without, peace all around, ready to do your will, ready to hear your voice, and be led by you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. Again, I thank you for joining us tonight. Again, I thank you, Dr. Mason. And I also wanted to announce, too, before we get off the line, that Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ, will have our first annual conference in November the 16th through the 22nd, which is about 2 weeks from now at 7 p.m. And if you're able to come by and share in the word of God with us. God bless you all, and thank you once again for coming. Dr. Mason, God bless you. Thank you for the word on tonight. Y'all have a blessed night in the Lord. Ma'am.
I said you too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Night.
Y'all have a blessed night, everyone. And Pastor Howe, I look forward to seeing you on the fourth Sunday. God bless you all.